Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Jordan open, Chicago with the lead. Bryant to Shaq.
Not a game. We talking about practice.
LeBron James with no regard for human life. He's responsible.
Back out to Allen. His three-pointer. Bang.
Curry for three.
Wow. Unbelievable. Making it rain in New York.
We the North are now we the champions.
Not the destination.
All right, guys, welcome back to the Ball Boys channel. It's been a while. I've been away gallivanting off in Europe for a few months. It was great. Me and my backpack met a lot of great people. Hopefully they start tuning in as well. But I've essentially switched places with your guy, Money Mitch, who is going to have a couple weeks off. He's deserved a bit of a break. I think we can all agree there. And he has gone to Europe. So we have literally just traded places, so good on him. So let's just get into it. It's been a while. I've got a few topics I want to talk about today. And firstly, we're just going to start on a bit of a high. We're going to do some fantasy comebacks, or even just some fantasy blowouts. These guys are awesome this year. They're making a name for themselves in the fantasy league. So let's just tip it off. Let's go. Number one, Anthony Davis. I will clarify, this is per game value. This is what they're putting up per game. Anthony Davis has played 24 games. He's been pretty consistent. He's been playing over 80% of them. I'm an owner of Anthony Davis in one of my leagues. He's given me what I need. I feel like every day he's kind of questionable. Look, he's playing, so I ain't mad. Anthony Davis, honestly, look, 34 minutes a game, consistent, 28 points, 12.4 rebounds. I think the rebounds is a big boost. When he was playing with LeBron previously, I think those rebounds were down and the free throw percentage was down, which is why he dropped in so many leagues, and rightfully so. But right now, look, 82% from the free throw line. That's awesome. With the points, with the rebounds, and the blocks are right there at 2.2. If you can maintain that, that is elite in that category. And look, the steals are nice, 1.3. So right now, he is literally the number one per game fantasy player. I believe it's just all round, I think most spectrums, this overall value, he still is the number one player. So he's putting a bit of a fight for Jokic. So fingers crossed he stays healthy. All right, next guy, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Everyone's been talking about him. He is the fourth, I can't believe it, but the fourth best per game value in the season thus far. And look, it's coming on the defensive end. There's 1.7 steals and one block. Awesome. Obviously, the field goal is there at 50%. The free throw percentage is 93%. He's almost a bloody 50-40-90, which is pretty phenomenal. The points are awesome. 31 points. Look, I'd have to say I think it's going to drop off. That's pretty damn hard to maintain at 31 points. But look, 5 rebounds, about 6 assists. You can tell why he is the fourth. So I didn't expect this from him. I guess he showed signs previously, but I didn't think he would be a top end, like, you know, early round, first rounder. And that's the value he has been putting up. So kudos to the Shea owners out there. I'm pretty jealous. The one thing is those OKC guys, look, I feel like they will start tanking. They've been like that for a few years. Good old Victor is on the draft block. So we'll see how that goes. Fingers crossed he isn't shut down. That's the only concern. All right, Tyrese Halliburton. I will get into him a bit later as well, but right now the 8th per game value, he is killing it. I did a bit of a bet for him for leading the league in assists. I'm looking pretty good right now. There's a few people, you know, fighting for it as well, but 10.6 assists per game is absolutely phenomenal. That is where you're getting most of his value. The points are also, you know, 20 points per game. The steal is 1.7, which is similar to your Shea. The blocks aren't quite there like it is with Shea or the field goal. He's pretty much just a Shea light with a bit more assists. But that assist is a big, big boost, and we can all agree. 10.6, that can carry you. He's super, super reliant. The turnovers are also down for that kind of assist ratio, which if you care about turnovers, it's pretty damn good to have. So Tyrese. Next, we got Jaren Jackson Jr., 13. I'll even do him with Brook Lopez as well, because it's similar reasons why they're here. But 13 and 18, that's pretty awesome. That's literally second round value is what these guys are putting up. And it, look, you do get boosted. Everyone knows you get boosted with the blocks. It's the hardest thing to get. And Jaren Jackson Jr. right now is 3.3 blocks a game on 25 minutes. And if you're looking at like a block rate from the minutes, he's kind of up there in record-shattering rates right now. So that is how incredible he's been on the defensive end. I think he'll probably be, obviously, if he maintains this, he could end up in the first team all defense. He is scaring people out there when you watch the games. I love watching Memphis because Ja Morant is must-watch TV to everyone out there. He is everything I wish I could be in a basketball player. But anyway, Jaren Jackson Jr. gets up there, block shots, hits the threes as well. So with those three blocks, he gets almost 2 3-pointers a game. Not quite as many as Brook Lopez, who's getting 2.1 threes a game with 2.8 blocks. I do think Brook will obviously settle down in the block department, but we know he can get 2 blocks a game. 2.8 is obviously probably not quite achievable, but he's a guy that can get 2 blocks a game. I've got him on one of my fantasy teams. I think the league I had, Mitch actually, Mitch the guru himself, decided to drop him and I picked him up. So thank you for that. He's given me some incredible value thus far into the season. And with that team, I think I'm second in the rankings. So I'm definitely up there. I'm competing for a title. And he is definitely helping me. I also have Anthony Davis in that league, which probably has a lot to do with it. Lauri Markkanen, he has to have a shout out. Those Utah Jazz, man. I don't understand. I have a feeling they will start tanking. So I will put a bit of an asterisk just on the whole Utah team. They don't want to win games. I understand these guys are coming together and it's a good story. But I feel like people are in the trade block. Vanderbilt is an awesome piece. Makes sense for maybe them to keep them. But, you know, Jordan Clarkson, I could definitely see being on the trade block if he does get traded as well. Right now, he's about 60th in per game value. He could definitely get traded and that would decrease because I feel like his usage would go down. But it's a great storyline. Lowry is pretty much been their number one go-to guy for the majority of this season. 22 points a game, 8.5 rebounds. The defensive stats aren't there. Unfortunately, it's about half a block and half a steal. So that's not great. For a big man, you'd hope you get some more blocks there. But if you're under a punt block build for a big guy, he does definitely fit for that. And so in future drafts, that's something to look out for. 53% field goal, really good. He's actually inside the paint. You look at his stats, I think it's a quite easily above 60%. He's finishing stuff in the paint. He's in the elite for big man inside there. I knew he was athletic and he could get up. So I'm pretty... I didn't expect this. I'll put it that way. I didn't expect him to really leap this high. So that is pretty damn impressive. Lowry and the Utah Jazz. But look, keep an eye on those guys. I'm not too sure. Maybe, look, Malik Beasley could get traded, open up some time for your Alexander Walker, who has actually started getting some minutes. He had a 26, 27 point game a few days back now. So he's someone to add on your list of, you know, watch list. Make sure that if he's out there, maybe grab him. I've got him in one of my dynasty leagues. Obviously, you maintain those players. So he definitely adds to your watch list for now, guys. Tyler Hero, 38th in per game value. I actually can't believe this. As you can see, I'm actually repping a Miami Heat jersey right now. They're my team. My guys got a win today as well. That not amazing in the standings, let's be honest, but I still think they'll scrap through a few wins, and they're probably going to end up being a lower seed, but fingers crossed they make it through, because I love me some Jimmy Buckets, and he can close out any playoff series. He's proven that. But look, Tyler Hero, 38. I am pretty blown away. He had a great game today as well, put up a 40-piece. That's no joke. He's just kind of all around right now. He's got 21 points per game with your six rebounds is good. I would expect that probably to drop a bit. The four assists, I do think, is maintainable. So his value could just dip a bit with the rebounds. But look, I think the points, honestly, are definitely achievable. It could even go up a bit. If he has a few more monster 40-point games, then maybe he gets closer to a 23-point-per-game kind of guy. He's young. He's 23 years old as well, guys. Something to remember, he is still very young. This guy actually does have a lot of promise for the Miami Heat. Sometimes, look, I hate his shot selection. When I watch a lot of Miami games, and sometimes he really does piss me off. But when he's hot, he's hot. So that's fair. Free throw percentage, about 90% is awesome. You'd probably want him to take a few more attempts at three a game. But the three-pointer is about 3.5. That's really kind of climbing his value to where he is right now. All right, Jalen Brunson, 47. These last two, I just thought I'd give a bit of a shout-out because they were somewhat sleepers, I'll say, in the NBA draft. Jalen Brunson did go up people's draft boards. He kind of ranged anywhere between the, I'll say, 40s up to 80s. But look, he's maintained that 40 value. He's at 47 right now in a per game. I think if you draft him around that spot, you'd be pretty happy. You didn't expect him to give you any defensive stats. When I picked him up in one of my other leagues, I obviously didn't expect that I was getting him for points and assists. I thought he would be really, really awesome in assists, and he hasn't let me down there. 6.3 is above league average for sure in that area, so that is really good. Even this, look, the steals is above one, so like, I'm kind of happy with that. 1.1 steals, you can't really complain with that with him. You're not going to expect something crazy. The free throw percentage is also climbing this. He's about 89% on five attempts a game. So that is getting close to your carry in that kind of category. And the 20 points obviously does not hurt. I think all of this is maintainable. I think he'll pretty much be putting out these stats for the rest of the year. I don't see it dropping off. And if anything, I could see his points even potentially going up. If I'm quite honest, you maybe a couple more points here and there. Likewise with the assist. I think it's only up from here. Honestly, be maintained or it's up from here. And then the last guy, look, Bol Bol. I know Mitch has talked about him. everyone needs to go out and get Bol Bol if you have a dynasty league. He's doing stuff that, honestly, as an OKC, if you are an OKC fan, you would be hoping that Chet Holmgren can be doing similar things to what Bol Bol is doing on the court right now. He's blocking shots, coming out of nowhere, dribbling it up the court, dunking it on people. He's super, super long. That weird frame, just like Chet. He's weird body type. I don't love watching him, but I kind of do at the same point in time. But look, 13 points a game doesn't scream at you, but it's the blocks that's carrying him and the field goal. His finishing inside the rim is absolutely elite right now. It's in terms of just overall field goal, it's above 60%, about 60.5%, which is pretty huge. He shoots about 9 times a game, so it definitely is boosting you. And then, look, everywhere else is just kind of meh, but points, rebounds, carrying you in blocks, and field goal. Look, there's four things there that are pretty reasonable. And we know the field goal can be pretty, can definitely be a good asset. Similar kind of things to what Mitchie Robinson was putting up back, you know, a few years ago when he showed a bit of promise. But I think this is a lot more attainable. And I think it's only going up from here as well. So if he's out there on a waiver wire, pick him up. He's definitely worth it for the blocks. If there's a dynasty league, you have to go grab him. If you haven't already, he probably is obviously being picked up because there's a bit of hype around Bol Bol. So there you go. They're my picks for some of the fantasy comebacks. Some great storylines. Hopefully, you know, my Miami Heat can keep climbing with Tyler Hero putting up some of those points. A few things I just want to talk about as well, just have a bit of fun, is just some... I want to talk Kings and Pacers. I feel like we need to talk about the Haliburton, De'Aaron Fox. We'll have a bit of a fantasy swing on it as well. Because, look, these guys are balling. Both of them, obviously from a fantasy point of view, Haliburton is leagues above, and that's just because he's just so damn efficient. And the points are a surprise to me. I didn't expect him to really get up to the 20 points per game, but I did see the assists. The steals are pretty damn impressive. I think all of this is maintainable. Right now, Tyrese is just looking like a core piece moving forward. I think he's a 20 and 10 guy for the next few years. So, look, shout out if you own him. I think I just wanted to talk about the trade in general as well that occurred, because this has let De'Aaron just up his case. I was defending the Kings when it happened. I thought you had to do it. You have Davion Mitchell as a backup. I'll make that very clear. As a backup, you needed to give him some minutes. These two obviously did not work together as Halliburton was progressing and lifting his game. It just didn't work with De'Aaron Fox. And at that point in time, I think De'Aaron had proved himself more. He showed a lot of flashes of being pretty much everything you want him to be right now. And that's just a really, really great point guard, someone that can close games. Someone who's shown that his three-point percentage is growing and is up there, and obviously not as efficient as Halliburton, but still pretty damn impressive. Right now, if you make a trade, just a flat one between the two of them. Look, most people would say Halliburton, he's younger. There's more promise there. I would agree. Obviously, I think that probably is a safer bet. But look, De'Aaron Fox, I love Sabonis. Sabonis is awesome. The Kings didn't, quote-unquote, lose this trade. I think both teams won this trade, because Halliburton wouldn't have been this with the Kings because De'Aaron Fox is there. De'Aaron Fox wouldn't have been as good as he is now with Tyrese Halliburton there. And just the chemistry with Sabonis and Fox, it looks like they've been playing for ages together. He's pumping the rebounds, 11.6 rebounds a game, 18 points, six assists, 6.5 assists for a big man. We know he can do it. The field goal is awesome. Right now, Sabonis is 27th in per game value with those elite stats for a big man. So 17.5 points, close to 12 rebounds with the 6.5 assists. That's awesome. And the field goal. It's just in terms of three-pointers, that's probably where he's letting you down. But, you know, I actually like the punt three-point build. Or if not, he's still contributing in a lot of other areas. So it's not like a deal-breaker for DeMontis. He plays a lot of games at 27 a game. He's a guy that you can even, like, look at the lineups when you see the bigs who he's versing, and you just know when he's going to pump down kind of 20 rebounds if it's someone that's a bit too small. It's not someone any other center really wants to go up against. I'm sure everyone hates going up against DeMontis Sabonis because he's pesky, he's annoying, he obviously uses a lot of his body and throws himself around a fair bit. So kudos to that. I think it was a win-win trade. I want to make that clear. That's why I wanted to talk about this. It's a win-win for both ends, and I love watching both these point guards. Honestly, I prefer watching, at this point, I actually do like prefer watching De'Aaron Fox, because I do think he's an awesome closer, but the passing of Halliburton just, he is exciting as well. It's some bright sparks. So, yeah, there you go, the point guard duel. I love what the Kings are doing with Huerter, good old fiery hair Huerter. He is impressing me throughout the year. He is playoff proven. I think he's a great fit for this team as well. They need the three-pointing. It's really just, and what it comes down to with Sabonis is the rim protection. That's never going to be elite, unfortunately, but I think the offense can be feisty, and it can get them into a playoff seed this time around. In terms of the standings, these guys are pretty similar right now. Which is interesting. I'd say a lot of people had the Kings outside of even the play-in this year. I had them right in that play-in. I had them sneaking around 9 or 10. And that is, at this point, you know, they're in the 6th place, 15 and 12. I can see them kind of... Look, I feel like they will maybe finish around the 9 or 8, but I think they're pretty feisty. They should kind of maintain this. I like that team. They're fun to watch. And then on the flip side, Eastern Conference, Pacers, they've lost a couple games recently, but look, 15 and 14, super, super similar record. Super similar record. They're in the 7th seed, but that East is pretty wild. I mean, look, both the conferences, it's early on. A lot of things can change and move around. So who do you guys have? Who's your better pick? Who would you like to build your team around more so than the other? Tyrese, and from a fantasy point of view, you got to. But look, De'Aaron's flashy, man. De'Aaron in a punt free throw build can be pretty freaking good. Look, there's no real wrong answer. They're both great players, and they can carry you to a championship. All right, cool. Well, it's been a good chat. I'll make some more pods over the next few weeks. It's good to be back. My time in Europe was a lot of fun. If you guys are in Europe, let us know. Where are you guys from? Mention in the comments. If you're on Spotify or some of those audio pods, thanks for tuning in. Really appreciate it, guys. And I'll hit you up with some must-add players on the next time.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.